So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing to explain the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. After the Avodas HaKetores, the Kohen Gadol came out to the Azara. Not the less Adam, Mimisha Hayim Amaris Boy. He took the bowl of blood from the Kohen who had been stirring it. Nichnis Lamakim Shenichnis, Va'amad Bamakim Shamad. He re-entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and stood in the same place he stood earlier, Bein Habadim. V'hiza Mimenu Achas Lamala V'sheva Lamata. The Gemara details exactly how the sprinkling was done. My kamatzlev. What is the motion described as kamatzlev? Mach Rav Yehuda kamat gadna. Rav Yehuda demonstrated a whipping motion, which Rashi explains that the sprinklings are graduated one below the other. The Gemara cites a brisa which explains kishu maza ena maza al hakapiris el keneged oivir shel kapiris. The blood is not actually sprinkled upon the kapiris, the cover of the aron, but rather toward the kapiris, in front of it, as Rashi here in the Mishnah explains. The blood did not come into contact with the kapiris, rather it fell to the ground. This is derived from the pasuk, v'hiza oisei al hakapiris v'lifnei hakapiris, and based on extra words in the parasha which teach, la'akushe al l'lifnei, we compare the word al to the word lifnei. Lefnei HaKapiris obviously means in front of the Kapiris, therefore Al HaKapiris also means in front of the Kapiris. Not on the Kapiris, but toward the top of the Kapiris. The Braisa now explains, Achas Lamala B'Sheva Lamata. Kishu Maza Lamala Mitzadid Yodoy Lamata. Lamala means he sprinkles upward with the back of his hand on the bottom. Ukshu Maza Lamata Mitzadid Yodoy Lamala. Lamata means he sprinkles downward with the back of his hand on the top. Regarding the number of sprinklings, Achas Lamala B'Sheva Lamata, the Gemara says as follows. The pasuk regarding the Dam HaPar says, V'lokach midam HaPar, v'hiza be'etzboi al panei HaKaparis kedmo, v'lefnei HaKaparis yazer sheva pa'amim min adam be'etzboi. The number of Hazois Lamala is not specified, but the Hazois Lamata are specified at 7. The next pasuk speaks about the Dam HaSar and says, Here, the Hazois Lamala are specified at 1, since Oisai is singular, but the Hazois Lamata are not specified. However, V'asa es Dame Kasha Asla Dam Hapar teaches that the Hazois Dam Hapar and Dam Asar are the same. Therefore, both are Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. The Mishnah had said that while sprinkling the Dam HaPar v'Dam HaSar, the Kohen counts the Hazois. Our Gemara brings two opinions as to how this was done. Remeir holds that this was done as stated in the Mishnah, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Shalish. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this was done in the reverse, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Shtayim v'Achas, Shalish v'Achas. The Gemara clarifies, V'loi pligi, Mar ki asrei u'mar ki asrei. These two opinions do not disagree, but simply related how counting was done in their respective locations. However, all agree that Hazar Rishon Tzricha Minyan Im Kol Achas V'Achas. The Achas Lamaila is mentioned again with each one of the Sheva Lamata. The Gemara cites two reasons for this kind of counting. Rabbi Elazar maintains that this was instituted to prevent mistakes and to ensure the proper number of Hazois, whereas Rabbi Yechiden holds that this is actually a chiv derived from the pasuk. The word yaza appears to be superfluous, and it comes to teach, limit al-hazar rishayna, shetzricha minyan im kol achas v'yachas. According to Rabbi Yechiden, this is mi'akiv, and if he omitted the counting, he is not yaitza. The Mishnah continued to describe the avodah. After completing the hazois of the dam apar, yotza ve'nicha al-ken hazav shebehechel. The Kohen Gadol exited the Kodesh HaKadosh and placed the bowl of Dam HaPar on a gold stand which was prepared for this purpose in the Heichal. He would then go out to the Azar. He vilu es Asar, shachtoi v'kibol b'mizrak es damai. He would shecht the Sar l'Hashem and do Kabbalah Sadam. Nichnis l'makim shenichnis v'amad b'makim sh'aman v'hizim emenu achs l'mala v'shev l'mata. He then re-enters the Kodesh HaKadosh to the same place and sprinkles the Dam HaSar exactly as he sprinkled the Dam HaPar. He then exits and places the Dam HaSar on a second gold stand. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was only one stand. The Gemara here explains, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about confusing and switching the two bloods. If the two bowls of blood were placed on two stands, the Kohen Gadol might take the Dam Asar before the Dam Apar for the Hazois and the Heichel, which would be invalid because it's Shalei Sidrin out of order. However, if there is only one stand, he must take the other one before setting this one down, and they will not get mixed up. The Gemara adds, Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Labeling the bowls is not sufficient to prevent confusion. Although Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere relies on labeling, however, the Gemara on the next daf says that on Yom Kippur, Bishum Chulshu, the Kohen Gadol Avadaite, the Kohen Gadol might overlook the labels due to his weakness. Regarding this issue of labels preventing confusion, the Gemara cites the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. Shloish Esrei Shofaros Hayu B'Mikdash, V'Hayu Kasav Aleihen. There were 13 collection boxes in the Beis HaMikdash for various purposes, including certain karbanos, which would later be brought by the Kahanim for the sake of whoever the owner is. However, Yehuda says that these were only for Kinyan Nedava, voluntary karbanos, but not for Kinyan Chayva, obligatory karbanos. Apparently, Yehuda agrees that we can rely on the labeling to prevent confusion regarding Kinyan Nedava and other purposes. However, the Gemara explains the reason he says that there were no boxes for Kinyan Chayva is because the Kinyan Chayva consists of a pair of birds which are Achad La'ayla ve'Achad La'chatas. And if one of the owners who deposited money into this box was to die, the entire box would be invalidated because there is money of a Chata Shemesu Ba'alel mixed in there which may not be brought. Although one could conceivably remove four zuzim, the price of a pair of birds, and discard them, applying them to the donation of the deceased donor, thus solving the problem, however, Yehuda does not subscribe to this. As he holds, Ein Breira, one cannot retroactively assign funds to someone where the funds were already previously given. This discussion of Breira continues on the next daf.